This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Still holding here, in the middle of the parak. Does someone have marked off exactly where we're holding? Because I had a different cap last time I was doing it in the car. Before, would you know where it was?
I don't have it marked off.
Why?
Sorry, I don't.
I think we're holding.
I think we're on page Taf Sama. I think I have it here on page Taf Sama.
Okay, so.
Or Taf Sama Aleph. I'm not sure.
We had seen before. Reb Shimon Yochai said, "Let's back up." Masham Shimon Yochai. He was speaking here about. We'll back up to a page before. He was speaking here about the Torah being nishtakach and what causes shikras haTorah, and now he's going to speak about Chazal. It says, "Mashal Mashim Chasishon Shetakach Torah Mishrael." Vatzaloyim Ki Efshes Shetakach Torah Mishrael Ki haTorah Kimar Tzur LiYisrael. The Efshes Shetisbatal Tzurasim. So he says something about Torah being the ingrained essence of Klal Yisrael. And it's impossible for it to be nishtakach. Just like a person can't stop being Yisroel, a person cannot stop being shayach to Torah. Olekach misav meYisroel kam mispa mitzvus shem tarag mitzvus vaydasar shem asar se dibris achar kol tayag asar se dibris nichol kol tayag mitzvus asorin kmeach mitzvah koton atchater ach se gamri kemoish aschos asar zivus baalav lemer chater achas kater ebris pein Hashem Yisroel shutziva leim veYisroel shkibla mitzvus. I want to explain a minute about this point over here also. He repeats the whole inyan of the echad, of all, you know, Torah becoming one, dasar is the klal, and dasar becomes one, and so on. Spoken about it quite a few times. I want to explain specifically why it goes back to what he's saying about the tzura. There's an important nekuda that he's making over here. Whenever I talk about the materials that make up something, can be many pieces. So tell me the parts of a car. Tell me the pieces of a car. There's the wheels, there's the transmission, there's the engine, there's the steering wheel, there's the brakes. Those are the parts of it. Unless I can give one word that includes the entire, all those pieces together, I don't have a tsura over here. A tsura is an entity that is bigger than its parts. So the minute I say the word car, then it's a car. If I don't have a car and I have all these pieces, I don't have anything. Yes, I can call it a junkyard. So junkyard is also a certain gestalt. It's a certain tsura. But the klal gadol is a tzura either includes every element or it does not. I can have a car with a sandwich on the seat. So I cannot, there's no way I can make one word that puts the two together because there is no such entity. A car with a sandwich on a seat is a car with a sandwich on the seat. There's no, maybe it's like a family car, a shivish car. Maybe you could find some other way of describing it. But there is no one word that describes it. Anything that's a tzura must be one word. So if Torah was a lot of mitzvahs, then it's a lot of mitzvahs. That's all it is. It's only because Torah comes together and there's one entity that's what it is. I once saw a description. Reb Reuven Grazovsky they read a story from him. He said he had heard so much of Reb Chaim Isaac Brzezinski, and he was trying to figure out what's the one that could have Reb Chaim Isaac. He'd heard about his goyness and learning, he had heard about his pikchus, he heard about his pleasantness, he heard about everything, and he was trying to figure out, so what's the one outstanding feature? And then when he came out, he was like visibly very, very shaken, very taken. And he said, you know what a godl is? Someone that everything about him is godless. That's a godl. If there's any one particular factor that stands out, so that's it. So he's a big goyin, he's a big tzaddik, he's a big nadiv. But godless means the entirety of the person is bigger. The entirety of the person is big. Then it says, called bris of Beshtei Dvarim, ha'echad kairis ha'bris, ha'echad ha'mekabel, ve'bris shu'a teirim, it's that echad korbel kairis ha'bris, it's that achad korbel mekabel ha'bris. Well, the Fikach says, Adib B'Shem Pi Hashem Yisbarach Korvel Kairos HaBris, Hu Hashem Yisbarach. The call says, Adib is called Torah Kulov, and says, Echot Loim HaShat Torah Achas, Kma Hashem Yisbarach Kairos HaBris. B'Tarag Mitzis Korvel Mekabel HaBris, U'Mneche Korvel Aleim, Him Tzurosan. So the different mitzvahs are our part of it, because the mitzvahs are the way we physically express the ideals and the values in Aseres HaDibris, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Torah being Torah Yisrael, it expresses itself in being one. Our chelik of it is the particular details in HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes one. And in a certain sense, it's like when you have all these Hashem Yichuds, that's what the Shem Yichud tries to do. Shem Yichud says, I'm adding this to the list of things that are expressing Achdusa Yisparach. We're trying to include everything in that one picture. Because Goza Hashem Yisbar Golos HaYisrael v'mfuzarim v'furarim chol olam, kach lo yitimtza teirak mfuzim furad, netzach b'romak echad, k'moy Shem Yisrael. So what he's saying is that it is inside us, we have this nekuda, and the problem is we don't have a way of clearly expressing it. Meaning as follows. If you have all Klaisel living together, working together, so you have the people, the Anshei Chesed, the Anshei Torah, the Anshei Tefillah, the Anshei Diktukei Mitzvahs, the Anshei this, Anshei that, and they all, so when you look at the Klal, you say, what a wonderful Klal. Look at this Klal Yisrael. There's Chochmah, there's Das, there's Chesed, there's Toiv, there's this, there's that. When you have the Mefuzah, Meforod, it's very hard to sense it. Because in any one community, in any one place, you have certain strengths and certain deficiencies. And they're not working together, not integrated in a way that you can express it as one unit. So that's the pshat. There's no halacha brura of makom echad. It's everything is it's very diffuse, and you get in different places. Maybe that costs of. Yeshoyte to levakesh dvar Hashem rotzoloima ki nesrach Hashem Yisrael gam Yisrael ki akir v'Hashem Yisrael hadei shloshu dvar ha'echad eim tzoy shu ha'teira shem tzoy ben Hashem Yisrael Yisrael k'me shizbal ma'am l'azor yichus ha'dov ha'sheni mitzad ha'nim tzoyim shem mitzad g'dulosim ra'usim ha'lusim shivik se yisparah v'zer kashi ha'keitz v'yachzu Yisrael v'remusik g'dulosim kashi ha'hoi v'rishayna והשליש את השם יסברך היא הנבואה שעשה השם יסברך רוחו עם מרס על האדם. In other words, the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, which is the Krisas Bris, is primarily expressed in nevuah. Nevuah is where Hashem speaks through the Bria. So these are three elements. In every Bris, you have the two sides and the connecting factor. Which is the Torah. Obviously, you need that side. I want to add one more piece, which is an important understanding. On a very superficial level, we understand Nevuah and the point of Nevuah to be a way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send us messages that we need. So if we need a call for tshuva, Navi comes along and says, Koyama Hashem, and so on. So Nevuah is seen as a necessary messenger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to set us straight. But that's not what Nevuah is. If you look in the Rambam, the way he describes Nevuah, Nevuah is a madrega in personal accomplishment. Now, the Rambam makes a very sharp distinction. Ruach HaKodesh is the ultimate in which a person can achieve and attain his own. There is really an infinite amount of madrigas we can achieve. There wouldn't be a need for the Torah, the Rambam, to describe Nevuah as a great achievement, because there's an infinite amount. That, you know, there's no end to how much a person can strive to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So unless it's qualitatively a very different type of experience, it wouldn't be there. Nevuah, most of Nevuah was given not for Doros. The Rambam is very sharply machalik birsham shnayis between Nevuahs that are given to individuals, to Nevuahs that are given to for the klal. In terms of Kin HaKadosh Baruch Hu cancel the Haftacha. The Rambam speaks about Yaakov Avinu, that he was scared, Shem Yigur Machet, and he asked, there was a Nevuah, there was Haftachas, and he says, that's only true on a public Nevuah, because it has to be that way. The only way we would know for sure if there's a Navi or not is if we know ironclad rule that it doesn't become bottle. If every time it becomes bottled, the Navi can come along and say, your Averis caused it, then basically we have no Navi. It's like, it's like somebody, if you believe in a Rebbe and you show me the wonderful Nisim he did, and the times when the Nisim didn't pan out is because it was your fault, then basically it doesn't say anything or prove anything, because you can always pull that out. So Nevuah that's given for a Tzibur cannot be canceled under any circumstance. Private Nevuah can be. So private Nevuah is a very different, and the point of private Nevuah is the manifestation of the other side that I'm dovik to. The ultimate dveikus requires the other. And Nevuah is when the other enters into the arena of our awareness. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks through us, that means the Ruach HaShem is there, and he's part of the equation. Omnam, Ika Pirish, Zeh Kasher Pirashim Koimoi, I want to add one more point about he says, so the ultimate kate is when the tzura klaiso comes together. So one facet of galus is that we're different places, in different countries, in different places produce different milas, and so on. You know, if you look back over generations, Chochmei Sfarad, Chochmei Ashkenaz, Chochmei Tzarfas, and Chochmei Tzfon Africa, different places, they produced different elements of Torah itself and different qualities and so on. Today, a part of Golos is, even when we're in Eretz Yisrael, and you have many different types of people living together, they don't gel as a group. The only thing that having all these different groups together does is make for a lot of posters opposing various different groups. That's the mile of having other groups living there, that you can always have somebody to knock. But in terms of the gelling, it doesn't gel. The different tzuras, finding a way in which a tzura that's markedly different than your tzura and somehow fits together is what Golos is about. So even when we're physically together, we're quite far apart. So he holds that it's like a different Tkufis. One is the Kates of Mashiach, one of Golos Bavel, one is the Kates of He says, "Av a purish dvar Hashem koil teira nevim uksuvim ki kol elu shloishem dvar Hashem v'lechein amazu alocha ya teira sheishu kol amitzvus ubira mitzvah hi alocha v'ama ki af im yoidim atera lo yoidim bira alocha ukrega nevim ama dvar Hashem zunivua shloibem nevua v'zeknege nevim v'ama dvar Hashem zaketz eknege suvim." We have the Kate Klemish K Avshi Yodin Lavuk Suvim Konokama Kate Shushala Suvim Bunirmas Nitlas Nilo Yod. Let's again explain this point over here. So he says that Dvar Hashem comes to us in different ways, and the Dvar Hashem is not clear on all levels. The first one is Halacha. Halacha is the same problem. Torah itself has many psukim, many contradictory psukim, unclear psukim, things left out. It's like when a person, so we have a general sense, if I give a muscle, it's like when you go to your eye doctor and he tries different lenses and many of them are just foggy. You get a sense of letters, but they're very, very, they're not sharp, they're not crisp, because the quality of crispness in optics is called resolution, meaning the boundaries are clearly defined. If you have a clearly defined boundary, then you have clarity in understanding what it is. And if you don't, you have a general idea. It's like when you have a sugya, you have a stira, and you have a general sense of why it's different, but you can't get a clarity in understanding the sharp hagdaras. So when, give me the exact definite hagdara, when it's like this, when it's like this. I have a general sense, this is more by Karkaros, this is more by Metalton, but exactly defining it is sometimes notoriously difficult. So we're missing that. And we're missing by Nevi'im is Nevua. And then Kates is also like that. We know that there's a Kates. And we have a gen, like the Rambam says, when the Rambam says, speaks in Mashiach, in Eretz Melachim, he says there are many, many Midrashim and Psukim, and they seem to convey a sense as follows. We have no idea exactly what's going to be until the Kates comes. So we have a general sense of the Kates, but nothing that we could actually put into some sort of crystal clear sharpness. Okay, so now he's speaking about why ksuvim that why that's the element of Kates. So he says that it's something, he says very, very interesting. It doesn't say Yonis ben Zeal when he got to save Neil. If the problem is the Kates, there's no Kates in Tehillim, not that we know of. There's no Kates in Eov, and all these places. Daniel has a Kates in it. So why couldn't Yonis ben Azil just be Metargim all of Suvim and leave out his Sefer Daniel? That's the problem. So he says over here that it's Sefer Suvim Dafka, where we had this, Daniel is part of Sefer Ksuvim because it Ksuvim is where it belongs. The reason for it is that Maral doesn't say exactly, but the point in Ksuvim is when a person speaks, a person thinks one. And that is the Sheirish. There are two giluyim there are two giluyim of what's in a person's mind. One is Dibur, one is Ksiva. Now, each one has, Dibur can only be when you're talking to someone else. If you're talking to yourself, you need help. There's no talking to yourself. I once said pshat in Devay HaSer, the little piyut we say before Sheva Brachas. It says, "Oz ilim b'shir yore." We're waiting for the Mashiach because that's when mute people will begin to speak. Why is that the line included? It's like it sort of sounds like, you know, it's true. There'll be many wonderful things, but why is that the line included over here? So I once thought, before Chava was in the Bria, there was no Dibur. Who's are they going to talk to? Once Chava came into the Bria, I guess she took all the Dibur. But Al Kapanim, there was no Dibur unless there was another person to talk to. So the Bria of Dibur, so this is the Bria of Chava Ve'isha is the Sheirish of Dibur and the Bria. So that's why it's Matim. So Dibur is to another person, and therefore it has to be spoken out clearly. If a person says things and he does not say them clearly, then he's not speaking. He's speaking a little bit. When a person speaks in a veiled way, he's not speaking, he's teasing. Writing can be for yourself also. L'mashal, the issur to write Torah Sheba'al Peh was to publish it. You could write it for yourself, notes, and that was all the Megillus that they had. So Ksiva is kaviyochol, could be there even if it's not for us. Dibur, nevuah, you can't give a nevuah that's veiled to a tzibur. The nevuah is to tell us what's right, what's wrong, etc. So if it's dibur, if it's devar Hashem, it has to be very, very clear. If it's ksuvim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu left ksuvim, until the pirush on the ksuvim comes, it's kaviyochol, we'll call it beinoy levein atzmoy. It's there so that in the day why is it there for? What's the point of it? We write notes because we'll forget something. What's kaviyochol or Kadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon? What's the point of writing? So there's two points in it. One is, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhagas, once something has become physical, it must be mekuyim. Like the Ramban in Ma'aseh Silvanim, that anytime you have a physical manifestation of a nevuah, it's already in this world and it's mekuyim. Therefore, ksiva, even though we don't understand it, means it's already become concretized. It's become part and parcel of our metzias, and then it's mekuyim. There's another reason also. Right now, we're clueless about the ksuvim. The day when it'll be neskayim, we're going to know exactly what it says. Everyone will say, why? Well, how couldn't we figure it out? It's like these riddles, these treasure hunts, and cross over all these things. Once you see the answer, you say, yeah, of course, that's what it means. So it will be igloy mulsalim afreya. The kates will not be a Kaddish Baruch Hu coming in with a new intervention and saying, you know, here it is, and so on. It'll be the glory of Moshe Afreya. Omnam, he says, Reb Shimei Yechoi, and on this the Maral says, Vizel Pirish Bor Vemes. Omnam Shimei Yechoi Sava, Ki Dova Zei Efshar Shaki Tor Yisrael, Ki Ater Etzur Yisrael Yisrael, Uki Moshe Yispatel Etzim Yisrael, Ki Chisulik Mem Dova Shatzim Yisrael, וכך מוכר פגיד הנושה שלי נקרם שם ישראל עד סיני שגיב לה תוירה, בוז נקרם שם ישראל, ואוכי סהוסם עמלה רב יהודה, וחינם על כנך מיעקב גיד הנושה, ולמר לישראל, לנקרם ישראל בסיני, על שנפתם עם קוימר לידע מתם הנסה עד כאן. So the הרי בפייר של נקרם בני ישראל רק בשביל התוירה. So כל ישראל is... The Klal Yisrael is called Yisrael because of Torah. The Arabic Fetch could make so rakish Torah, or Moyer is a Kibne Yisrael begimachi Tarag, neged tarag mitzvahs leaser sadibris. So the Hashlom of it, so Yisrael is the mitzvahs, and the Hashlom of it was matan Torah. So b'meila, that's the reason why the Tzur of Chaisel has to be after Torah. We'll hold it over here. He now launches, and again, this is one of his most famous. He's very, very upset at the Derech HaLimud, or maybe lack of a Derech HaLimud that was in his generation. So he really launches a long, long, strong polemic. In a few places, he speaks very against what was the Derech HaLimud in his days. Okay, we'll hold it here, Mitzvah.
What's the pshat that, I could have just like going too far off. What's the pshat that the Ikar Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is B'dibur, if Dibur means M'chuvan to the other? When I'm learning myself.
So, well, you can ask it even better. The Mitzvah Talmud Torah is V'shinantam Levanecha. I think the understanding is the our mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to act as a conduit. The Talmud Torah is the Dvar Hashem. The Dvar Hashem passes through Klal Yisrael, through the minds and hearts of the people that subscribe to it. So the real the primary tafkid is that I absorb it and pass it on. It is incredible that Vishnantam and Echas is where it says. And then the Rambam adds, and by the way, you also got to sit and learn no matter what. You know, there's no, but the primary, the mohus of Talmud Torah is carrying Torah through Kali. So this be the mindset of Kali. So this be the understanding of Kali. So. Okay, Hagutvach.